Yes, my name is Ray Ring. I'm running for the State House for District 17, which is all of Clay County and Turner County.
You're running for the House, I think is what you said.
The House of Representatives.
Yep,
right.
Got it. Thanks so much. So let's just dive into these questions. The first one being, what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and your constituency?
Well, it's actually a very diverse district. As I said, it's Clay County and Turner County. So we have Vermilion, which is about a population of 10,000 or so, but there are another 10, actually, small towns running from probably fewer than 100 people up to about 1,000. And then, of course, a large farm constituency as well, and about 9 school districts that they aren't all centered in my district, but they all at least have land in my district. So we run the gamut from university people to business people to farmers to workers, some people even in northern Turner County who commute to Sioux Falls. So it's actually a very diverse district.
And could you discuss some major issues or topics that you would like the legislature to address?
Sure. The two issues that I've said from even before I ran for office the first time 4 years ago, the two most important issues I think we need to address are Medicaid expansion and school funding, particularly teacher salaries. Now, we've dealt with, to some extent, not far enough, but we at least got a good start on school funding last year with the increase in the sales tax rate and substantial increases for teachers. And I've talked to some superintendents in my district, and they've all provided substantial increases for teachers. And as we've seen, that's made it a lot easier for the districts to hire teachers this year. We don't have nearly the unfilled positions that we had in the past. The other issue that I feel we just have to address is Medicaid expansion. We got close last year. The governor's on board now with Medicaid expansion. That's one that I think we have to address in the next legislative session. Obviously, we've got to have support from the Republicans and the Democrats. I think all will be on board for that. We can provide health insurance to some 50,000 South Dakotans who don't have insurance now, who have to go to the emergency room. That's going to be funds from outside that will stimulate the economy. It'll also reduce the uncompensated care that hospitals have had to deal with. And given the changes that the federal government's willing to accept in the way that they reimburse for Indian Health Services, it should actually be a net benefit to South Dakota's budget. And I've been on the Appropriations Committee for the last 2 years. I can tell you that that's a very important part of that whole package.
And would you like to discuss some legislation or solutions that you would bring forward to deal with Medicaid expansion and teacher pay and teacher salaries in South Dakota?
Okay, for Medicaid expansion, I don't think I'm going to have to personally bring anything. I'm hoping the governor will bring we'll include it in the budget again next year. If he doesn't, I'm sure the Democratic Party will bring a bill advocating Medicaid expansion, and I'm certainly on board for that. As far as school funding goes, we helped a lot by increasing funding. One of the things that I'd like to look at now, as I'm mentioned, I've got a number of small enrollment schools in my district, and one of the things I keep hearing is that they're losing teachers not only to out-of-state districts, but to the larger districts. So I think we may need to revisit the small school formula. Previously, I felt like revisiting the small school formula while we were 50th in teacher salaries was sort of rearranging decks on the chairs on the Titanic. Now that we've at least moved the Titanic into a different direction, now I think we need to look at the way the formula is constructed. That was changed quite a bit, but I think it needs some more study. The other thing I would like to do is to bring a resolution suggesting that we need to do a major study, as I said before, of our tax structure.
Anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't talked about so far?
Can't think of anything, just that I've enjoyed my service in the legislature and would like to go back for 2 more years, so I hope my constituents will agree with me on that one.